Time for Dial-A-Doc, brought to us by FHN. And visiting us this week, Tracy Love, FHN Clinical Nurse Leader and Stroke and Sepsis Program Coordinator. Good morning again, Tracy. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. A little sunshine coming in your window.
Yes.
Goody. And hopefully we'll have some more of that. That's going to make that grass grow quickly. Tracy, today's topic, Stroke Awareness Month in May, as well as the connection between strokes and COVID-19. So can you define your role at FHN as it relates to stroke awareness and treatment?
Yes, actually, I'm the stroke program coordinator at FHN. So I try to help, you know, our communities with education opportunities within the hospital, helping our staff with education, also, you know, working with our data on stroke, making sure that we have all the information we need for our state designation. So a lot of the aspects of the stroke program I work on.
With May being National Stroke Awareness Month, can you give us a good definition of what a stroke actually is, Tracy?
Yes, a stroke occurs when the blood supply to part of the brain stops. It's either going to be by what we call an occlusion, which is a clot that builds up in a blood vessel or sticks in a blood vessel. And so blood cannot go downstream from that clot. Once it's kind of like, I hate to say, but like plumbing. You know, if you have something that sticks in there, you can't get anything past it. So that's the most common type of stroke is the clot-type stroke, but there's also a type of stroke where you could have a rupture of a blood vessel, and that's where the blood vessel actually breaks and blood starts to seep out into the brain tissue. Again, blood and oxygen can't get to other parts of the brain, and so that area starts to become effective. And when these brain cells die from lack of oxygen and nutrients, that's what causes the damage from the stroke.
And we'll get to that later, but time of the essence then. Getting technical here into medical terms, what's the difference between a stroke and a TIA?
So a TIA is what we call a transient ischemic attack. Many times you're going to hear people say that they had a mini stroke, and that's usually what they're referring to. The signs and symptoms of a stroke and a TIA are exactly the same. It's a TIA is where a blood clot, again, would stick in the brain somewhere and disrupt that blood flow. But what happens with a TIA is that clot, for whatever reason, starts to break up and the blood flow comes back. So people will have temporary symptoms, but then they'll start to go away. We know a lot of times with TIAs that the symptoms will start to go away within usually 30 to 60 minutes of the time of onset. The definition, though, can go up to 24 hours. What I like to try to tell people, though, is at the time you're having your symptoms, you don't know if you're having a TIA or a stroke. And like you said, time is of the essence. We need to make sure that our members of our community, if you're having any symptoms, you need to get to a hospital right away because that's where we're going to get that diagnosis and treatment for you.
We're visiting with Tracy Love, FHN Clinical Nurse Leader and Stroke and Sepsis Program Coordinator, part of Dial-A-Doc and FHN Programming. Tracy, it's good news that the stroke is now the fifth leading cause of death in the United States rather than fourth. How did it go down one?
So I think what's really happened over time is, you know, different organizations like the National Stroke Association and the American Heart and Stroke Association have really helped to push out a lot of information to our communities. I know here at FHN and, of course, other hospitals in our region, we try to get information out to our communities about what the signs and symptoms of a stroke are, to be, you know, try to get to the hospitals as soon as you can to start getting definitive care for your stroke or potential stroke. And I also think a lot of times our secondary prevention, so making sure that if a patient has had a stroke or a TIA, that we're getting the right diagnostics, meaning we're taking the right tests, and making sure that our community members who have had this condition are getting the right medications, things to lower their cholesterol, things to control their heart rate, things to try to help them not have a second stroke. So I think that's really what's helping lead to decrease the cause of death from strokes.
Well done. That's great, and hopefully it'll keep moving down. What are some of the symptoms, Tracy, of a stroke that a person would notice maybe in themselves or even someone else, and then are they any different for younger people compared to older people?
That's a really good question. So, yeah, the signs and symptoms of a stroke are any sudden numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg, especially if it's one side of the body. It's any sudden confusion or trouble speaking or understanding. or a sudden trouble with your vision. It's usually going to be trouble seeing out of one eye. It can be out of both eyes, but typically it's out of one eye. Sudden trouble with walking, dizziness, or loss of balance, or any sudden severe headache with no identifiable cause. So not your typical migraine that comes on slowly. It's going to be, I was fine, and now it's like a thunderclap. I had this sudden headache. As you heard, though, the key is it's anything sudden. It's not weakness that builds up over time slowly. It's going to be, I was doing okay, and then all of a sudden something happened. I either had the numbness, weakness of the face, arm, or leg, trouble speaking, my vision problems, walking, or loss of balance.
And there's a little bit of a responsibility for someone who might suspect that someone has a stroke. And you have an acronym to remind people of how to do a quick check when they think someone is having a stroke. And what is that?
We are using the term BFAST. So if anybody, you know, B stands for balance or coordination. So again, it's that loss of balance. E is for eyes or changes in their vision or seeing, especially if they're having double vision or problems seeing out of one eye. Face weakness, usually it's going to be on one side of the face. So have the person try to smile at you and see if you can see the same amount of teeth on one side of the mouth as the other, or if their eyebrow will raise or not. So arm or leg weakness, usually it's going to be on one side. Try to have somebody put their arms out in front of them. Can that arm not stay up? Does it droop? Or are they not able to lift their leg on one side? And then speech, if they're having any difficulty talking or understanding. So were you talking to the person all of a sudden, now they sound like they're drunk, like their words are slurring, they're just not able to get those out. And T stands for time. So making sure that they call 911 and know what time the symptoms started as well. That's very important information if you get to the hospital, that we need to know what time, you know, the last time you were seen okay and the last time that your symptoms had started. So BFAST is what we try to tell people to, you know, to use if you're trying to help someone through a stroke.
And why is being fast important?
So it's very important because stroke symptoms are very time sensitive. Our treatments, I should say, are very time sensitive. So if you notice that you're having signs and symptoms of a stroke or somebody you're with is, you need to call 911 right away and get to the hospital. Our treatment times are very much dependent on when your symptoms started. And typically we have treatments that we try to, you know, we can give somebody within 3 to 4.5 hours. Or we also have some treatments that we can provide some patients up to 24 hours. But those windows are very, very narrow, so we need to make sure people are getting in as quickly as possible. The other thing to remember is for every minute that the brain goes without oxygen or blood, they're losing 2 million brain cells. So that's a lot of damage that happens very, very quickly. So we need to have people get in as quick as they can.
Do people ever run into where they think someone is having a stroke and the person that they think is having the stroke is trying to say, no, I'm fine?
You know, that can happen, and I think the most important thing is to really try to talk and explain to this person that they need to get in right away. If you ever have to call 911, this is the time to do it, because you don't want to wait at home and let the damage continue, because sometimes that can become irreversible then. So you need to get in as soon as you can. We would much rather have you come in and then realize it's something else and help you than to have you stay home and have that stroke happen. So it's always really good to get in as fast as you can.
There's your answer for someone saying, I'm fine. Excellent. Okay. Talking with Tracy Love, FHN clinical nurse, leader in stroke and sepsis program coordinator at FHN, part of Dial-A-Doc on Big Radio. Tracy, the ER at FHN has some sophisticated equipment to help stroke victims. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the equipment?
Yes, we do. We have a teleneurology program here at the hospital. So we do have a cart with a two-way camera that comes into the room when patient is having a stroke. We'll call a stroke alert overhead, and then we will have this cart come into the patient. And this cart connects us with a comprehensive stroke center nearby. The doctors from the comprehensive stroke center will come in. They're neurologists. They will work to assess the patient. They work with our team of nurses and doctors, and everybody works together in collaboration to try to define what's going on with this patient, help with the diagnosis, and then determine what our next treatment plans are going to be. So this cart is that two-way connection to our comprehensive stroke center, where we are all able to see each other and talk. The patient can see them, we can see them, and have that discussion so that we're making sure we're given the best care possible to our patients.
Well, it certainly sounds like you are, Tracy. FHN Memorial Hospital has received several designations as a stroke-ready hospital, including one last year. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, so the Illinois Department of Public Health does designate hospitals every year in the state of Illinois as either an acute stroke ready, a primary stroke center, or a comprehensive stroke center. FHN Hospital, we are an acute stroke ready hospital, which means that we're meeting the quality standards set forth by the state and based off of national guidelines so that we're able to treat our stroke patients with the quality of care that they need when they come in. We also received the Silver Plus Award from the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association a year ago. So we were very proud of that as well.
As well you should be. Congratulations. Now, you, of course, are winning all kinds of awards at FHN Memorial and quite a team there. However, education to the general public is kind of key, too. So if someone wants to get in touch with you to speak to their organizations, what a great thing about stroke prevention and treatment, or to get some more information in generally about strokes, how do they get a hold of you and where can they get some of that info?
Yes, you know, I'd love to come out and be able to give as much stroke information as I can to our communities. You can always reach me at www.fhn.org, or you can always call the hospital at 815-599-6000 and just ask for Tracy Love, the stroke coordinator.
We've been talking with Tracy Love, FHN clinical nurse leader, stroke and sepsis program coordinator. Very interesting topic today, Tracy. Thanks so much for joining us. You take care. We'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
I will. You too. That's Dial-A-Doc, part of FHN and Big Radio.